keeps us from bad diamonds that tie up profits, allowing us to offer easy exchanges that benefit our retail partners.
RDI Diamonds in New York, this is Nico.
Hi, Nico. This is Jim with Diamond Pawn in Huntington, West Virginia.
Uh-huh. How are you, Jim?
I was looking. Hey, pretty good. Looking at the website here, my login, I can't remember what my login is supposed to be for you guys. There's a lady that sometimes calls me from your company. I can't remember what her name is.
It looks like you're not under any rep. It looks like there used to be a Rita Davis back in 2024. Yeah.
That sounds correct.
Yeah.
Rita, you say? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, back in there, yeah.
But anyway, so she's no longer there?
No.
Okay, that's
all right,
fine.
We can help you out.
Anyway, well, good. I'm just, I'm looking at the website here right now, and I'm looking at an oval, 321. The number on it is P319521. It's a strong blue, and I'm looking at that one, and I'm looking at another strong blue in a radiant. So, I want to get your opinion on the two and see what kind of cost we have on those.
Are you on our website? So you're on our website, correct?
I'm on the website right now, but okay. I can't remember what my login is.
Oh, so you're not in. Okay. How did you find
I get emails from you guys all the time.
Oh, wait, you can get in, but you can't see pricing or anything. Let me just see here.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. So your login email, your login is your email, fjjpawn@gmail.com.
Okay. That's my login. Okay, what I've got written down here for my, my password is Tigger.
That
is
I can't
what you see?
So try that. If not,
you can't see that part.
No.
Okay. Okay. So I was probably doing it wrong. Then I was probably putting that as my login. Let me try to log in while I've got you.
Yeah.
Here.
Try it right now.
Okay. So my username is my pawn.
fjjpawn@gmail.com.
Yeah. Let me lay the phone down here so I can do the app.
No problem.
All right, I got all that entered. Let me try to log in here now. Yeah, that worked.
Worked beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, I was just, I didn't realize that I was putting my password in as the first part. So.
Sure. What's the second?
But anyway,
number.
The second number that I was looking at was P316997. It's a radiant.
Yeah, I see that. So that one I got to check on. It's in New York. Somebody in New York. Remember it, which I won't know until Monday.
Okay.
I have the other one, the oval.
You have the other one? Okay.
Minimal bow tie. There's no like big separation. You know how sometimes you get that in ovals? Or any fancies.
Yeah.
It's not hazy or milky because of the strong. You know, it actually pops nice. XX, and that's 55,854.
You know, that's the thing. A lot of times with the strong fluorescence, sometimes it just gives it such a better look.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it can just be the opposite. So.
Yeah.
That's why I was looking at those two there that both had strong fluorescence.
Yeah.
So you actually have that one,
yeah.
That one available. Okay.
Yeah. 42 below.
Let me look at the radiant here. Let's see. Radiant.
In the 321, just so you know, Jim, it's going to have a bigger look than
yeah.
the 45. It's 11.72 in length. The radiant's 10.51. So
right.
2 millimeters
right.
longer.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at here, the measurements, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11.72 versus 10.51.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 42.780 on the radiant.
Yeah, well, HBS 2. I mean, BVS 1.
Yeah.
Versus,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let me look back at the ovals now and see what we have in. You've got a 3000 GVS 1. It's a medium blue.
What's the number on it?
It's 11.1. It's the number on its piece 317-250.
I think that one is shipped out. Yeah, that one's out. Doesn't mean we can't get it back.
No.
Yeah. That one.
I hope you'll sell a lot of them.
Nice. Let's see here. Yeah, clean. I like the other one. You know, has more of a barely any bow tie. And the D, but this one is good, too. I can respect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so the 321, huh?
When do you need it by?
Well, I've got to talk to the customer stuff on Monday, so.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, let me talk to them. You say your name's Nico?
Correct. My extension's 130.
130? Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. All right. Well, I will pass those two by. So, anything else that I'm looking at here, I don't see anything else that kind of falls in the category of strong or medium. That's a VS quality stone.
And in those two shapes.
Right. Yeah. I think that that 321 oval, I mean, that sounds like a really nice stone. So, is it one you have there that you could actually to look at?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the video and picture right now. I can send you the video
okay.
on it. But if you go online, you should
well,
also.
I was going to say, I'm looking at the video as well. This one here says Gem Print. It's not a GIA stone, right?
Yeah, it's GIA. But we also pay, we throw in a gem print on it for you, too, which gives it like how the old ways, you know, as far as everything on the diamond, you know, that GIA doesn't provide. Plus, when you give it to your customer, they save 10% on the insurance, too, by just having a gem print.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't show the GIA paperwork here. That's why I asked that.
Oh, it could be new. Let me see. Yeah, I don't have it on my screen, but it's GIA. It's listed as GIA.
Okay. Yeah. I figured it was, but it was didn't say that. So better to ask to be sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you
all
want
right, you say you're.
I can get you the GIA number if you want the number.
No, that's okay for right now. But you say your extension is 130?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see what we can work on here the first part of the week. And, you know, so it's 55,854.
Yeah, but if you pay in 10 days, it's less 2%.
Okay. Yeah, I like to pay for stuff. I don't like to owe anybody anything.
So that comes to like $54,700. You save
$1,100. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All mounts up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I appreciate the info, and I'm glad you helped me get logged in there properly. I mean, I had all the info, but I just didn't realize where it went. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
I will hopefully be back in touch with you Monday or Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Yep.